You Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB. On a network of 91 stations around Australia, Radio TAB.
Danny Daly joins us from the Lions. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, very well.
You're happy to receive our call, aren't you?
I love talking to you, boys, as you said. I look forward to the year. I'll come in here every Monday and sit next to you.
It was a great win, though, Danny, wasn't it? One that the young fellas can be proud of, the whole club.
Oh, yeah, it was a great day for the footy club. As you said, it was one of those victories when you're on the road and you're up against it to have a performance like that and come from behind and get the win. It just does so much for the footy club. It's been a pretty good year for us, and it's good to get some good reward for everyone at the club.
And you've unearthed a young fellow with 29 touches in his second game yesterday, Alex Witherden. Looks as though he could be one for the future for fans to keep an eye on.
Yeah, young Alex is an interesting character. He's full of confidence and he plays like that. But we've been waiting to play for a few weeks. The young kid had a broken leg last year and had a bit of a hamstring injury over pre-season, so we've just had to be patient with him. But he's shown all the way through that he could play at the highest level. It was just a matter of when we unearth him. But his first 2 games of AFL footy have been pretty special. He kicked the football, as you saw yesterday and last week. He hits his target, and sometimes he bites off more than he can chew, but you live with that. And he's just one of our 5 or 6 young kids who are coming through that are making the club different, yeah.
Danny, we did see a bit of a change yesterday from what we've seen so far, where the Lions have been competitive and have faded. Yesterday was the complete reverse. They had to come from behind. Is that just a sign of maturity more than anything?
Yeah, I think it's a sign of maturity. I think it's also a sign of, as I said, the progress we've been making on our training track and in meetings, just being real positive with the players and making them understand that at some time the four-quarter effort will come. I remember David Noble, about round 8 or 9, saying to the coaches that we'll be a better team in the second half just for our work in the first half. And I think that's starting to come to fruition. I thought we were pretty good in patches last week against GWS, which sounds strange considering we got beat by 10 goals. But I just think that the group's starting to gel and the younger players are starting to get a bit of footy with the older guys, and our NEFL boys are going well. So I think we're just at that stage in the year where we just want to win. And we know we can be competitive, but we're just putting the 4 quarters together.
Yeah. Following on from what John just asked you there, Danny, is it a case of you do all the hard work in the pre-season, but it's the run that these guys are getting in their legs in the first half of the season is... I know what you do pre-season is important, but this is even more important, this being able to get game fit and play out those matches and manage the games well.
Yeah, it is. And one of the best forms of training, I think, is the game day. As you said, you can do all the pre-season running and drills and simulations, but until you get out there and the 22 actually go to war together, that's when you get your best education and your best learning. And I think the first half of the year, our players are doing that. And, as I said, we weren't performing for the whole 4 quarters, but at some stage it just clicks. And, two out of the last three weeks we've been super, and our players are starting to believe in each other and believe in the game plan, and they've got a coach who believes in them and he's passionate and he loves them, so I think it's just all coming together nicely now. Yeah.
Believing in the game plan is one thing, but then what about game management as well and the improvements that are being made there, especially by the young midfielders?
Yeah, and they've been managed really well. Again, our staff there, the PPT staff and Fraser, are in constant contact with our younger players and, giving them time off when they need to during the week to keep them fresh. And, we freshen them up like they're not in the club today. They're just recovering and probably down the South Bank, wading in the pool and getting their bodies right. So we've been able to manage them really well and then keep them fresh for game day. And, they're a pretty resilient bunch of blokes up here. So that's helped us as well.
Danny, looking backwards for a few years now, I think one of the best things that put the Brisbane Lions on the map was Michael Voss winning a Brownlow, because what it showed was there was a local kid, a kid born in Brizzy, that could go on and achieve something great in the game. You've got a kid now in Eric Hipwood. He was born just out of Brisbane up the sunny coast, but he has the potential, I'm saying Brownlow medalist, to be an absolute superstar in this game.
Yeah, he's got some talent, the young kid, and I think Faye's mentioned in his press conference last night that, you know, no one trains as hard as him, and he's out on the track all the time, and he does everything to the nth degree, and he just wants to succeed, and he's a competitor and wants to win. And I think you saw in that last quarter, that goal he kicked, like, he made something out of nothing. So he's got some real talent, but he's got a good head on his shoulders as well, that he knows that he's still got a lot of hard work to do. And, you know, hopefully Josh Shack can come back at some stage this year after a few games in the NEFL. And, you know, between those two, we've got a pretty special forward line for the future. So, yeah, he's a terrific young kid.
And it gives the kids, I mean, young kids, where these guys will go to school clinics and whatnot, and they see Eric Hipwood, and he's this big, tall kid, looks like Rafael Nadal. Kids now have a role model or someone they can think, yeah, I want to be like this guy.
Yeah, they do. And I think that'll be the case with a few of our young boys. And again, the real pleasing part from the club's point of view and supporters and members is all these kids are starting to re-sign with us as well. So they can see a big future for the footy club. So, you know, Hippie's only one of, a few guys. Like, young Barry, he's re-signed with the footy club. And in time, he's going to become a pretty special midfielder. And you've mentioned that Alex Witherden, who has obviously had a terrific first couple of games, and you got, Harris Andrews, who's only been around for 3 years, but some of his performances this year have been up there with the best defenders in the AFL. So we're starting to get a pretty good spine together. McStay has been his fourth year at the club, so they're all young kids, but that's our future. We get our spine right, and we can build around that, and hopefully we can get back to where we deserve to be.
Good on you, mate. Good to talk with you, and well done. An excellent win yesterday.
Yeah, it was a terrific win for the club and our supporters and members out there. So, yeah, great result for us. So,
thanks, mate.
Geelong at home this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Good on you, boys.